Good evening, everyone. I would like to call to order this meeting of the Community Relations Committee. Let's stand for the pledge, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Clerk, call the roll, please.
Sure. Confirming the meeting was called to order at 5:17, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Okay. Roll call, David Chiavarella.
Present.
Arthur Newberg.
Here.
Ronald Sill.
Here.
The record should reflect there's a quorum present. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. I don't think we have any additions, deletions, or corrections. Anybody have anything? No? Very good. Public portion, number five. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak? Anyone from the public? Last call. Anyone from the public wishes to speak? Public portion is closed. Number six, approved minutes of February 22nd, 2024 meeting.
The minutes be tabled, is there?
Both?
Yes.
Could I have a motion to
motion to
table those two?
To table the meeting?
Yeah. Minute? Table the minutes. Motion by Mr. Chiavarella, seconded by Mr. Newberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Right down to the Blight Department. Carmine, you're on.
Good evening. I passed out a list of the current list of properties that were remediated and ones that we added on. The ones that were added on are highlighted, and the ones that are remediated are into the list there when you read it through. The second sheet we gave out was a that's I'm trying to get organized in the fact that we could pull a file out and see exactly where we stand with letters going out and when would it be time to file blight liens. That's a major problem that's happening here.
You stuff probably have a lot of letters out. Yes, yeah,
stuff
to
is
file
out,
up, right?
Never filed.
Yeah.
I have one in particular, which I didn't even, 860 Baldwin Road, which I found out is a Derby address, but delivered by Woodbridge.
Right at the end on the border.
It took me almost an hour to figure this out at the post office the other day.
Yeah.
I pulled the file out. It's already been inspected by the zoning department because it's about animals out there. There's a backhoe in the back. They're worried about contamination to the creek that's back there, I guess. And I got a call from the Woodbridge Zoning Commissioner. She was very nice about it. I told her I'm going to work on it. It was inspected at one time. I saw a letter that probably went out, but nothing was followed up. So I'm going to start from scratch again. When I presented it to the Kevin White. He felt there was no problem with it the way it was. But in the file, I found stuff that was. So I'm going to start from scratch on this house.
I was down there looking at that a year ago.
Okay.
So something needs to be done.
It does. So I'm going to start from scratch. Hopefully she got the letter probably today or tomorrow. 30 days, I'll send another one out. And then we'll file a lien because she's not going to do anything. I can see that. Because the pictures that I took were similar to the pictures that were taken once before.
Gee.
So it's an issue. The same thing with a house on Sentinel Hill with the guy fixing the cars under the canopies.
Yep, yep.
I presented that to him. He didn't have a problem with that either in zoning. So I sent him a blight letter. It's a lot of catch up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's time.
As long as we're going the right way.
Just catch up, yeah. And that's all it is. And
yeah.
Trying to get a system so that, we stop this list of letters, listen and do it more orderly, but I just have to sit down and put something together on that. We have a lot of stuff in back of us, and I guess we're meeting on Wednesday, is it, with we're trying to solve some of these liens.
Very good.
To start collecting them, foreclosing, whatever we can do. There's some going into litigation now. So we just have to tighten everything up and bring everything up to date the best we can. It's not an overnight situation.
It's been let go of the former administration. Right. Follow up on a lot of stuff, so we got to clean it up.
It's just months of trying to get this stuff together. I'm here 5 months now and four months.
Do you need more hours?
No, I don't want more hours.
Well, I thought I'd try.
I really don't. I spread my days out.
Yeah.
So we'd have somebody in the office. Jim also did it so that we'd have someone in the office every day. I really don't want more hours.
All right. We appreciate what you're doing now.
Time, I don't.
You're into it good for us, and we appreciate it.
I'll do stuff on my own. I don't care, but I just I can fit it in. But
right.
I don't want more hours. I don't want to work 5 days.
No. I don't blame you. I know. We've done it.
I'm retired. We'll be 77 next month, and I'm retired.
So you only look 10 years younger than me. That's pretty
good. That's good. So that's where we are, just trying to catch up and get some kind of a system going.
Can we get something like this into the computer?
Yeah.
That would be ideal. Playing around, I mean.
Yeah, some help. Yeah, with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that it's printed in.
Very good. At least you have a system and it's down the line.
I did this with the car business. That's how I worked this.
Yeah.
Folder, put it on the front of the folder. Anybody can come up, pick out the folder, and know where we are.
Good.
So that's, Jim came up with this. He did a real good job on it. So
that's a start.
That's where it is. It's a start. And hopefully we get to a finish sometime.
No, nice. Do you want to go over these highlighted ones? Is there anything that we need to?
No, it's just calls I get complaints on. Somebody like on the second page, 15 Cole Lane. I got a complaint on that house. Derbyside, number 9 on the list here. It's just, I went by the house, took pictures. The guy's got everything on the porch. The house looks empty. Side door was open. Found out who the owner was. We sent him a letter. He called us here, and he's following up on it. So that's the new stuff.
Well, what's going on for years is it's been let go. We go and never follow up. Exactly. Now, once they know we're following up,
now that it's going to be. They're going to get the letter, second letter, and then they're going to get leaned.
Good.
I mean, there's no doubt in my mind we're going to file liens.
There's anything we can help with,
Do I have to wait 60 days to file a lien?
Well, I think that's the way it's set up now.
Okay. Because I'll do it.
Yeah. 30 days. I thought it was 30 days too, which is plenty of time, even if they just started to improve.
Okay.
But we got to.
Because in 30 days, we're $6,000 into the hole already.
Yeah. Right.
Before that. So before it even processes to the lien. And that, how long does a lien take to file, Rich?
Oh, I'm sorry.
How long does a lien take to file?
Oh, it doesn't take long at all.
A week, 2 weeks?
No, you fill out the form and you record it in the town clerk's office. I don't believe we get charged a fee since we're the town, the city. No municipal. See, the clerk, town clerk is always working with us.
Okay, so it's pretty quick.
So
nice and fix.
Yeah.
All right.
You're not nice. It might take 5. That's right.
Okay, so I didn't know how
to file. We'll give notice. We're going to work everything. We have a big meeting planned on Wednesday. Jim and Carmine and Linda and the mayor and the town clerk Attorney Sponheimer from my office and me. And this is a great start, and we're going to give some other suggestions. We're going to look at the form liens, and we're going to try to get this running really smooth. These guys are doing a great job. Everything.
Thank you.
The
faster we file liens, the faster we get a real response from the house.
There's been, everything was let go, sort of.
Right. So that's actually
let go in a big way. And I'll just give a little further update on our end. Since the last meeting, we now have 7 foreclosures commenced and 3 more are about to be commenced. So out of the original list of 28 that we picked up, 10 will have commenced. And then there are some issues on the other ones that we're going to talk about on Wednesday to try to move forward to go to the next step on a lot of them. So they're moving and we're getting calls. I mean, the city hall knows, the finance department's getting calls, town clerk, the mayor's office, Linda Fusco's getting calls, and we're getting emails from attorneys looking for payoffs and things like that on the lien. So progress is being made. Some are are in a state of shock when you give them what the payoff figure is. But $100 a day, you know, over multiple years, it adds up after a while, you know. So,
one other question on city-owned property. Because I got a call this week on 196 Hawkins.
We have to set the example. If it's city-owned property, we got to get Public Works up there. Call Mickey, the supervisor up there.
What do we do with the property? We just hold it?
Well, that's a different discussion. We have an inventory of city owned properties. Now, the original list said there were 45 city owned properties, but that list isn't 45 structures that were taken from blight. That list included fire, you know, municipal properties. The green, I think, was on it, and there were multiple. So we got it out of that. I believe the town clerk is working on that with finance to cull out of that the list of structures that have been taken over the years. And then working with the chief of staff, there's going to be an effort made of some sort to do an inspection of those properties. And then there'll be a recommendation made by the administration as to what to do with those properties. Sell properties, demolish properties, and then sell, or keep as open space, or maybe sell as is if they're reasonably, depending on the condition. But it's all of this has happened and been left to the present administration to get to the bottom of and move the city forward.
Yeah, it's a nice one. Yeah, if we're asking people to clean their properties and everything, we got to take care of city properties.
Cool. Yeah. I know Public Works will be happy to jump on that, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. All right, anything else important on the list or anything? No. All right, well, that'll be a good meeting, it sounds like. More progress. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good. You guys got anything to add? All set. All right, then I'll move on to number 9. I'll make a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Adjourned at 5:29. Thank you.